This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And as you've heard us say in the past, this is a place where we really focus on that word community. And the community we're specifically talking about here is Ypsilanti, the greater Ypsilanti area, Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti Township. And you know that as a member of an audience for media, that what you see and hear a lot are negative portrayals of Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township in the media. Drugs, school issues, crime, something happens at Eastern. It's not a lot of focus on the positives that are happening in our community. So we jumped at the opportunity here at WEMU to be the media partner for this project with Concentrate Media. And with us today is the project manager, Sarah Rigg. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
And by the way, I'm Patrick Campion from WEMU, and I think I kind of summed it up, that we're really not ignoring that there are issues in Ypsilanti, but we're focusing on the people and the places and the things that we see constantly that are working so hard to make our community better, I think, is the best
Absolutely.
Way to summarize that. So, hello, Sarah. Remind us, concentratemedia.com, right?
Yep.
And where are you on social media?
So it's, because of the character limit, it's concentrateA2 at Twitter. Everywhere else, it is Concentrate Media.
All right. So we will find you there. And, of course, you can find links to everything we talk about today and this great work that Sarah does and pictures from Doug again this week.
Yes.
All right. You can find links to all of that and all the other work that they do at Concentrate Media at our website, which is WEMU.org. Of course, we'll have this up on Facebook, too, so you can share it with your pals if you're on that social media platform. So what was the topic for this week, and who are we introducing to the WEMU audience?
Yeah, so we've actually done a couple of stories before about the Sugarbrook neighborhood in Ypsilanti and talking about places where we're not ignoring the problems, but we're focusing on the solutions. Sugarbrook's had some issues. They've lost home value during the recession. The percentage of renters as opposed to homeowners has jumped up. There's been some problems with crime there. But in the last few years, it's really been making a bounce back. A lot of different parties, the average guy on the street is trying to make it a better neighborhood. Habitat for Humanity is helping out. But at the heart of Sugarbrook is Grace Fellowship and Pastor Willie Powell and his First Lady Geraldine Powell, that they call Lady P, have been doing great work in the neighborhood through the church for many, many years. But recently, they've created their own 501c3 nonprofit so that they can do even more good work and create community partnerships, get grants. They have this list of partnerships as long as my arm that they work with, from the county parks and rec to Habitat for Humanity to the sheriff's department. They just have all these partners so they can provide programs for adults and children throughout the Sugarbrook neighborhood and the greater Ypsy Township area.
Well, great. Thanks for bringing us Pastor Powell and Lady Powell. Good morning to you both. And thanks for, first off, obviously, the work you do in our community. It takes the right kind of heart to care enough about a community to put your own time and money on the line and efforts to try and make it better. So thank you for that. And introduce us a bit. What is Grace Fellowship, and how did this kind of evolve out of Grace Fellowship to become its own entity?
Yes, thank you very much for this opportunity. My wife and I, I'm a pastor of Grace Fellowship Church in Ypsilanti, right in the heart of the Sugarbrook community. And because we saw the need, the church saw the need in the community for a lot of people were not being served properly, we finally developed our own 501c3 called Community Family Life Center. And we do a number of things. Our mission basically is to serve the people in Sugarbrook as well as the greater Ypsilanti area, and to serve the youth, the individuals, the families, with programming focused on social, educational, and physical economic well-being. And our vision, again, is to enhance the quality of life for all of those who are in the Sugarbrook area and to help meet some of the unmet needs. We have a variety of programs, which I'm going to speak on a few of them. My wife will speak on some of them. We have a youth enrichment program. As Sarah indicated, this is really a community partnership because we can't do all these things ourselves. We have a number of partnerships as well as number of people who are interested in helping making things better. We partner with food gatherers, we partner with Sportsport, we partner with Family Learning Institute and Washington County Sheriff, Michigan Medicine.
So just out of curiosity, not to get too buried in the minutia, but why do this as a separate 501c3? Why not just do it directly as an outreach of the church?
Well, because a couple of things. Number one, the church is limited in some of its resources and what it can provide. And so by coming outside of the church and having a partnership, having a 501c3, you could attract more donors and get more grants, and also you could bring in more partnership because you could do much more. Again, like we have a youth enrichment program, we have a food pantry program, we have a sports lending program, we have some playground camp program, adult literacy. And so what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to let my wife talk about the youth enrichment program real quickly, and the food pantry, and the summer playground.
Sounds good.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good morning to you, Lady Powell, and thanks for being with us today, and thanks for this effort that you and your husband are putting forth on behalf of Grace Fellowship in our community. So give us the things you're most proud of. Tell us about these programs that you're really happy to see going in our community, because I'm sure you can see the positive difference they're making.
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. The first thing I want to talk about is the youth enrichment program, because in the Sugarbrook area, if you just walk up and down the street, you see so many youth outside doing nothing, looking for something to do. So we develop at the Community Family Life Center the enrichment program, and we serve the youth between 6 to 12 years old. And one of the things that the youth enrichment program does, you know, we try to reach out to uplift the social and educational activities, community, so they can come and have fun and create authentic and unique opportunity for children to connect with one another and develop the social skills that they need. And then the other thing we do, it's free. It's a total free program that they can come out at service every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30, and on Sundays from 9:30 to 11. The parents is welcome to drop the children off, or the parents is welcome to stay. A lot of the kids in the summer ride their bikes there. We do feed them snacks, so they, you know, the food. We make sure we have food for them. We make sure we have a lot of fun activity for them. And also, we invite different organizations from the community. For an example, we have someone that decides to donate their time for karate. We have also taken them to Washtenaw Community College to show them the education, anything that they want to be in life, they can do it. And it was wonderful. So Washtenaw Community College really laid out the program. They was able to ask questions, and we visited some of the different labs that the kids were interested in, like automotive, the dance lab, nursing lab, so they did that. So we're trying to enrich them as much as we can to let them know that they can be something better than the neighborhood that they are brought up in.
You know, that was the question I was going to ask, and I think you might have hit on it, but what is the overriding goal here? I mean, community service, obviously fulfilling the needs of a community as you see them, you know, filling a hole as you might see it within the community. But in your mind, what is the overriding goal for an individual or for the community on a whole based on this program being in existence?
Well, based on the program as a whole, my goal, along with the different people in the community, is to have these kids know that they can come out of that community and have a mind to be anything they want to do, anything they want to become, with the enrichment that I'm bringing to them. A lot of them never been to a college. A lot of them never will be able to afford karate. You know, a lot of them won't be able to afford some of the other partners that comes in and do the enrichment for the kids. And also when we do the reading, when we do the writing, where some of them say they don't like writing, now they do like writing because they're writing about things that they're really, really interested in, nothing that somebody told them they had to write. And they're surprised. A lot of them like to sing. A lot of them like to dance. And now allow them to do that, to bring forth the authentic that they have in their life, you know, so I can let them know, you can be a dancer. You can be a writer. You can be, you know, you can be anything that you want. So I help them showcase their talent and their interest that they have in their life.
You know, that's such a common thread among people that we talk to in this community that are trying to, especially working with younger individuals of the community, but almost universally, it's about helping people see a different path. I think so many of the things and our circumstances and the place we live and the neighborhood we grew up in and who our parents are and our friends and our neighbors, you know, they point us in what we feel might be the only direction we have. And it sounds like you're really trying hard to show that any of these people can be anything literally they want, and they should be pursuing their hopes and dreams, not just dismissing them simply because they were born into poverty or in a neighborhood that's not as great as the one next door or don't have easy access to opportunity like others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're correct. Absolutely.
And just if how long? Just, yeah, go ahead. So go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. If I may just add in that vein, talk about just real quickly the sport porch.
Yeah.
Which is a sport lending equipment library. And this is actually being funded through the Ralph C. Wilson Junior Foundation in partnership with the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. What this is all about, first of all, Sugar Brook, according to the 2017 American Community Survey, Sugar Brook families that have children under 18 years old, 57% of the household, I'm sorry, 53% of the household are in poverty, which means that a lot of those kids don't have access to recreation facilities, sports equipment, et cetera, as opposed to Washtenaw County, according to the 2017 American Survey. Only 13.7% of the household have children under 18 years old in poverty. So you see, Sugar Brook is really, really impoverished and under-resourced area.
Well, you make a good point, too, and I think that a lot of people, if you don't live in that type of circumstance, you think, well, why don't they just play Little League baseball, or why don't they go to the Y, or why don't they sign up for soccer? It's like those things cost money, and you need rides, and you need somebody that supports that notion and can do it and can get that person there. And in a lot of cases, it requires a household where the children aren't expected to fend for themselves in many ways. And when you're under the poverty line, as you know, a lot of those opportunities just kind of disappear because those conditions don't exist. So it sounds a lot like you're trying to make a centralized point where any kid that wants can, or, you know, there's a lot of other things you got going on there too. But in this case, any kid that wants can try something out that they might not have ever been able to experience in their whole life otherwise.
Exactly. You could come to the Community Family Center and just come and check out the sports equipment.
Sure.
Keep it for a week. As well as we're also partnering with the YMCA. The YMCA is part of this. They'll come out once a week with a mobile van, and their mobile van will have also sports equipment. So with the Y and what we're doing, we are trying to bring the equipment and the information to the youth in our area.
And Pastor Powell, what is the if somebody wants to volunteer with you, or they want to bring you an idea for a program, or if you have a list of things that you need help with, how do people get involved with this?
Wow, quite easy. Well, they could actually call us by phone, or they could email us. The information number on the phone is 734-961-7058, or they could actually email me directly, which is W Powell, CFLCYPSI.org. That is W Powell, CFLCYPSI.org. They can send an email directly to me, and then we can respond to them.
Pastor Powell and Lady Powell, thank you so much for the work you're doing in this community. It sounds like you got that mindset that so many here have, which is see a need, fill a need. And we love that you're out there doing this, and we hope great success and more of this comes to your way. Sarah, get some good pictures this week of kids playing with things?
And we sure did. They had a kickoff.
Smiling faces.
They had a kickoff event for the sport port, and so Doug got a lot of pictures from that. One thing we didn't talk about in too much detail, but it is over for the season now, is they provide a free, absolutely free summer camp for kids Monday through Thursday. This is the third year they've done it. Kids get fed. They get enrichment opportunities,
recreation. As someone with five kids, I can tell you that childcare is an insanely expensive endeavor. So to have this opportunity and not have to worry about your kids being home alone all day because you got to work, that's a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, yep.
Wow. So we have a holiday coming up here.
That's right.
And then we'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about the next round of On the Ground Ipsy. But in the meantime, you want to keep up with all the great work that Sarah and her colleagues are doing, concentratemedia.com. And, of course, you can always catch up with us at WEMU.org. And don't worry about that contact information. If you didn't get a chance to write it down, we'll make sure you have everything you need between what we put at WEMU.org and all the great work that Sarah puts in at concentratemedia.com. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.